now this is a dictation. For Marguerite Harshberger, Harshberger, April 4, 1934. Address as a letter to Tara, Tara, Mayard, Mayard, 231-972-6003. Dear Mrs. Mayard, a follow-up for Marguerite, chronic kidney disease, diabetes and hypertension, last visit back in May. Admitted at Big Rapids, BIG Rapids, because of CHF decompensation, requiring diuresis of 10 pounds, trying to do salt fluid restriction presently 2 liters, comes accompanied with husband, shortness of breath improved, has not required any oxygen inhalers or CPAP machine, minimal cough, no sputum production, no chest pain palpitations, denies vomiting, there is constipation or bleeding, sang nocturia, minor incontinence, stable edema, compressing stockings, no ulcer cellulitis, unsteadiness. There was a rash from antibiotics for UTI, but she cannot tell me the name of those two antibiotics. The rash is gone, but there is some degree of pruritus. Next paragraph, I review medications as well as the discharge summary. From August, I want to highlight Coric, Jardiance, Lasix, Lisinopril, Xarelto, Ditropan. Next paragraph, on physical exam, present weight 173, blood pressure 143/72 by nurse. There is a loud aortic systolic murmur, no pericardial rap. Distant breath sounds, no localized valves, no severe respiratory distress, overweight. Atrial fibrillation, no abdominal tenderness, 2-3 plus edema bilateral, normal speech, non-focal. Presently off glipizide. Next paragraph, is my understanding an MRI of the heart was done, but we cannot find report. There has been recent 2 echocardiograms, 1 outpatient in May and 1 on admission in August. There is heavy calcification of the aortic valve, normal ejection fraction, normal right ventricle, severe tricuspid regurgitation. There is pulmonary hypertension, estimated pressure of 50. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries from September. Low sodium, 128, high potassium, 5.3, normal acid base, creatinine, 1.59, representing a GFR of 31, the stage 3B, almost 4. Elevated calcium at 10.7. There has been anemia around 12.4. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Recent CHF decompensation. We discuss about salt fluid restriction. 2 liters might be too much. Probably she needs to be more around 55, 58 ounces a day, counting out all liquids. Needs to check at home frequently weights, continue diuretics. The fluid intake, CHF and renal failure will explain the hyponatremia. Monitor high potassium, presently normal acid base, stable kidney function, stage 3 to 4, no indication for dialysis. Underlying diabetes, might need to go back to glipizide as diabetes apparently poorly controlled on Jardiance. She's aware of side effects of Jardiance, including UTI, perineal infection, yeast infection. She follows with cardiology for the aortic stenosis and tricuspid valve abnormalities. She has chronic atrial fibrillation. All issues discussed with the patient in detail. Continue chemistry on a regular basis. End of dictation.